Bava Kamma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4, and the Mishnah continues with its analysis of those five ways in which a living being could be a Mu'ud, as detailed in the last Mishnah of the first Perek, and the third in that list was the Shur HaMu'ud, the ox which had been confirmed to be dangerous, and the source of that in the Psukim is Shmos Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav, so that's Shmos 21:36, which says, Onoda ki Shur Nagachu. If a person finds out, he's notified, he learns that his ox gored, I mean with its horns, that would be today, mitmol, and also yesterday, shilshom, and also the day before that, so we have three different times that the ox gored, v'lo yishmenu ba'alav, and yet the owners did not protect and look over and watch that ox from causing further damage, and it did a fourth time, then shalom yishalom shor tachas ashor, then he has to pay full damages of the value of the ox that it gored and caused damage to. That's the verse. So our Mishnah starts out by saying, Ezu hu tam ve'eza hu mu'ud. Ezu hu tam, ezu mu'ud. When is an animal a tam? Meaning they all start out as being tam. But when could they revert back to being a tam? Ve'ezu hu mu'ud, and when does it become a mu'ud in the first place? So we have a machlokas here. The first opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is mu'ud kol sheheidu vo shlosha yamim. An animal is a mu'ud if the owners have been put on notice three separate times formally in Bezdin that this animal is causing a particular kind of damage, it menaces in some kind of way, and has to be on three different days, as the pasuk said, meaning three times in one day is not sufficient. We have to see that the animal has a pattern, an ongoing pattern of causing some kind of unusual damage. And unusual behavior. And it doesn't have to be in three consecutive days, but it has to be three distinct separate days. V'tam, it will revert back to being a tam, meaning now the owner is only liable for half damages. Mishyachzer bo shlosha yamim. If on three additional subsequent days, again, not necessarily consecutive days, but 3 days without counter behavior in the middle, where the animal plays nice with other cows and doesn't gore them or shove them or bite them, whatever it is that it's doing. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be three distinct days, both to become a mu'ud and then three distinct days for it to stop being a mu'ud, to establish a new pattern being a tam all over again. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir omer mu'ud mishehi. A mu'ud is shehi'idu vo shlosha pamim. Even if the animal had just been badly behaved and did some kind of, you know, cause damage three times on a single day, and the owner of the animal had been put on notice formally three times in the Bezdin. So even though it all happened on one day, so says Reb Meir, all the more so you see this animal is totally dangerous, and therefore it gets promoted to being a mu'ud. V'tam, it will revert back, says Reb Meir, to no longer being a mu'ud. Kol shiyu tatinokos mishamshin bo, if you have the animal get played around with by little children, ve'enu nogeach, and the animal doesn't, you know, retaliate to the kids who are annoying it. So the point is that you see, it's quite difficult, it seems, according to one approach at Reb Meir, for a confirmed mu'ud to now revert back. But if it is playing with little children who are provoking it, as kids kind of do, and certainly the animal wouldn't be afraid of kids because they're little, which is why he chose that example of kids here, and it still doesn't retaliate, so then we see the animal actually has a more docile nature and reverts back to having the status of being a tam. The halacha is for sure like Rabbi Yehuda. There is a different approach in Rabbi Meir, however. The other approach of Rabbi Meir is that Rabbi Meir actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that if it would be on three separate days a confirmation that the animal no longer bites or kicks whatever that it's doing, it would stop being a tam. But he says even one time, if you see it you know, being kind of harassed, playing around with little children, and it doesn't do anything bad to them, so you see the cow actually has a good nature after all. At all events, like I said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, so you have to establish a pattern of behavior over three separate days, both to become a mu'ud, and then a new pattern of behavior in three separate days to take it from being a mu'ud back to being a tam.